All righty. Well, you've heard all of the uproar over. You've heard all of the uproar over Donald Trump calling out Elijah Cummings for how nasty much of the city of Baltimore is in his 7th congressional district there in the state of Maryland. And, of course, as soon as Donald Trump sent those tweets out, the left began screaming, racist, because that's all they've got. Racist, racist, racist. I mean, at what point is that term so threadbare it's completely meaningless? Have we reached that point now? It seems that when anybody doesn't agree with a liberal, they throw the race card or some other label. But the race card, the easiest. If you're white, you can't criticize anybody of color for any reason under any circumstance ever. Ever. But it seems interesting to me that, you know, we shared this earlier in the program. A couple of quick clips for you. The mayor of Baltimore, Catherine Pugh, walking the streets of Baltimore last year, completely shaken and shocked by what she saw, and worse, what she smelled. Bite number two, go.
About a year ago, city leaders identified some of the city's most violent neighborhoods.
What the hell? We should just take all this down.
To target.
Ooh, you can smell the rats.
Under Baltimore's Violence Reduction Initiative.
Ooh.
Just last week, we went with Mayor Pugh as she toured an East Baltimore neighborhood.
It's a new one. I've been out here 54 years. It's a new one.
Baltimore's Violence Reduction Initiative is about taking steps to rid communities of the cornerstones that contribute to crime.
Oh, my God. You can smell the dead animals.
Blocks of dilapidated buildings help to hide the addiction that's crippled this community.
The smell of rats. The smell of dead animals. My God, it's awful, said the mayor of Baltimore. She wasn't a racist, now was she? No. Make no mistake, that will certainly come up during the debates at the Fox Theater tomorrow and Wednesday in Detroit, as all the Democrats that are running for president, 20, I guess, will be on stage. Eric Swalwell will be gone. Does that mean we get a new contestant? Or are we at 19? I don't know. It doesn't matter. There's only a few that are actually viable. And just for fun, let's stop here in Michigan. A CNN panel slammed Joe Biden as just a retread of Hillary Clinton. This just happened over the weekend, which begs the question. I'm going to play this for you, but it begs the question. Was she just a bad candidate, or are people actually now fully rejecting the leftist policies of these new Democrats, these Green Deal Democrats? You have to wonder, because it seems that if rejecting Joe Biden because he's just another Hillary Clinton, well, he's not. He's not as bad a candidate as she was. I don't believe. Maybe there's more to it. Bite number six. Listen to this from a Michigan panel on CNN. Bite six.
Joe Biden, in my opinion, is Hillary Clinton 2.0. He's just about the worst thing that the Democrats could do.
You are your record. But now that he's out here in front by himself, now we get to look at these statements that he's made. We get to look at the laws that he's passed.
Some in this group haven't forgiven Biden for his recent comments about working alongside segregationist senators and his opposition to federally mandated busing to integrate schools.
You didn't buy his explanation.
I did not buy his explanation, and I don't feel like he gave an authentic apology.
You in particular have a problem with Biden and his support of the 1994 crime bill.
It essentially eradicated my community. Most of my friends or people I grew up with are either dead or a result of those policies.
Biden defends the bill, saying it had plenty of good things in it, too. Still, four of the Democrats and independents in our group said they may not even vote for Biden if he turns out to be the nominee.
There you go. They wouldn't even vote for Biden if he turned out to be the nominee. That doesn't bode very well now, does it, for Joe Biden? Or does it bode not well for the Democrats in general? Joe Biden is more moderate than probably anybody else in the field that has a shot at this thing. If Joe Biden is being rejected out of hand, what does that mean for the rest of the field? Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Mayor Pete, Beto O'Rourke. All of these people are far left of Biden. And in polling, an unnamed socialist Democrat running for president loses to Donald Trump, if you name that socialist Democrat and explain what their policies would mean to the average American family, that you would no longer have your health care if you have insurance and there's 150 million people or 180 million people in that range that have health care they like, that won't be available to you anymore. Kamala Harris admits that. Bernie Sanders admits that. So you've got all of these different things that are far left. Social Security payments for illegal aliens. Universal income. Reparations to be paid in some bizarre formula to people of color in this country from white people. Yes, government-run health care. Gun control, that goes without saying. This whole notion of abortion on demand. Oh, and when we talk about the illegals, remember, they think they should be able to vote as well. Basically, open borders in many ways. Democrats still spinning out, by the way. If you missed it, the Supreme Court on Friday, siding with the president in his ability to take $2.5 billion from the Department of Defense that has not been spent and use it to build another 100 miles of brand new border wall. That's still causing Democrats to have heartburn. But the list of far-left ideas include a 90% income tax on the highest earners, a wealth tax on property worth more than $10 million, the death tax expanded. Some want the voting age dropped to 16. They want to get rid of the Electoral College. They want to pack the Supreme Court. All of these things. All of these things. And so if Joe Biden is just a retread of Hillary Clinton and far left policies are rejected by independent voters and more conservative Democrats, that does not paint a very rosy picture for the Democrats running for the White House this time around. It's entirely likely that they could get rejected in a way they've never been rejected before. Keep in mind, we've talked about this before, but keep in mind that Donald Trump would have won the popular vote in the 2016 election, except for California. Donald Trump lost the popular vote by 2.3, 2.4 million votes nationally. But he lost to Hillary Clinton by 3.5 million votes in California alone. There it is. Plus, if the studies are to be believed about Google and how much impact it may have had on the previous election, as many as 10 million votes being influenced towards Hillary Clinton and away from Donald Trump, well then, you can do the math. I'd like you to win a $2,700 reverse osmosis water treatment system for your home from our good friends at Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company. All you have to do is go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine contest button. What are you waiting for? Do it now. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine contest button, and you could win a $2,700 reverse osmosis system. You'll also get a free water test. It can be for your home, for your cottage, for your workshop. I don't care. stevegruber.com and click on that Wolverine contest button. Don't wait any longer.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Do something